Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
It all gets started today, the madness. 32 teams in action. We're always on a lookout for Cinderella. Who is that team? What is Cinderella? To me, John, it's a team that's a double-digit seed from a small conference. Mm-hmm. Ideally, they're playing in a gymnasium with fold-up seats, but it's one of these little guys who dethrones one of these big dogs, and we want to go through the glass slipper index.
All right, Jim, we've got 10 teams. Like you said, double-digit seeds, one-bid leagues, underdogs in round one. We want to get a rating from 1 to 5 glass slippers on how dangerous these teams are to advance in the tournament. Let's start with 15 seed, the Bryant Bulldogs, plus 17.5 points against Michigan State.
I'm going to give this one a one glass slipper simply because Michigan's Tom Izzo has talked about this. He's not shied away ever from the 15-2 loss that they took 9 years ago, and I believe it was 9 years ago yesterday. Oof. And it's an experience that it's not joyous one for him, but it's a lesson learned. He's going to have his players ready. So I don't think that there's... It might be exciting and fun early. This is one Michigan State walks away with later. And we talked about it. It's the defense of Michigan State.
The offense of Michigan State, though, might let someone linger. I gave it 2 glass slippers.
Oh.
Bryant's a big
hater.
Team. Yeah. Big team. They like to run. They can corral the Spartans in transition. And if MSU has a cold shooting night, might be some cold sweats.
Bryant is 7th in tempo in KenPom, 149th in defense. You start running up and down against Michigan State's defense and get some dry possessions one after another, you're hemorrhaging points on the other end. I do not like Bryant's chances.
Yep.
14th seed, Troy Trojans, plus 11.5 points against the Kentucky Wildcats.
I gave it 3 glass slippers. Connor Way's the lead guard for Troy, and he is one of these guys who will press you. This team will grab offensive rebounds. They'll do the little things to rattle an opponent. And we've seen Kentucky get rattled in opening games. How about a year ago? 3 glass slippers.
So I go to lessons learned, much like I did with Michigan State and Bryant. Kentucky does not want a repeat of what happened last year against Oakland. this as well. And I'm not a huge fan of the whole Cinderella. I love the moments. I love what it does. I'll give this one. I'm gonna start giving out some glass slippers here. This is as well a one glass slipper.
Oh, okay.
14 seed Lipscomb Bison. 14.5 point underdogs against Iowa State.
All right, here's where the slippers start coming out. And I'm going to give this one out of five, three glass slippers. Because Lipscomb, what do? Well, shoot the three. They can shoot it as good as anybody. They make at least 10 per game. They love to jack up the three. And if they get hot, which I would anticipate they would start this one hot. What did we see last year for Oakland? What got them there? It's the three-point shot. I think this is an opportunity for them to take down an Iowa State team that was red hot as of, I don't know, maybe a month ago. Injuries plagued them. Get a guy back. Another injury plagues them. I think they're ripe for the picking.
How many slippers?
Three.
I'm going four.
Ooh!
But it's the same thing. Iowa State 7-7 their last 14 games. Two good players are hurt, and Lipscomb's not going to turn the ball over to feed the beast that is Iowa State's defense. Four.
13th seed, the Akron Ziffs out of the MAC.
Oh, I love me some 14 action.
14.5 point underdogs against Arizona.
Okay, Akron's 21-1 since December 30th. That's interesting. And Arizona has been bounced in opening games three times in the last 10 years. This team with Caleb Love is streaky. I gave it three slippers.
I'm going to back off on this one and go two slippers. They have been streaky. But I just don't see Akron. Yes, it's been fun. 21-1 since December. You mentioned it. I think it's 21-2 as of this weekend.
I can't explain it. I love John Gross. Maybe it's his time at Illinois, and I got to see those post-game press conferences at Chrysler Arena. John Gross just seems like a cool guy. I love the guy. 13th-seeded, the High Point Panthers, 7.5 point underdogs against Purdue, last year's national runner-up.
Yeah, and Purdue has faded late in the season. As much as I want Lucy to have the experience of a run in the postseason in the NCAA tournament, I'm going to give this one four glass slippers. I think High Point has the ability to run with Purdue, and they can defend. And if you can defend their guard, it completely changes what Purdue does and how they find ways to win.
Five.
Oh, is this a cost a lock?
Let's get,
Don't do it because it's going to ruin my four.
High Point Panthers will topple Purdue and that fraud Matt Painter, who has been bounced in the opening game twice in the last 4 years. This is a top 25
offense.
You're
calling Matt Painter a fraud. Come on, man.
This is High Point's time, baby. Five glass slippers.
Just remember, hot, cold, college basketball changes quickly.
Yes,
we saw
it does.
That with Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
13th seed, Yale Bulldogs. More Bulldogs! Plus 7.5 against Texas A&M, the Aggies. Are they going to gig them?
So they've done this. Like Yale last year made some noise. They've got some size to limit Texas A&M on the glass. Polakidis, that was the hero from last year. He's
28
still there.
Points, yep.
Mm-hmm. He scores 20 a night this season. I gave him three slippers.
I'm going to give him four. They play a brand of basketball. They could slow it down. And a lot of these upsets are going to be about slowing the game down, playing at a tempo that is going to be advantageous to the Cinderella story. Because if you're talking about the SEC basketball, or you're talking about, you know, not even Big Ten basketball as much, but to be able to get out and run and to continue to throw players on the court, they got to slow it down. I'm going to give Yale four glass slippers on this one because they've done it. They're in Auburn's region for a reason. I don't think they make it that far, but I think they might make it out of round one.
And they might play Danny Wolf in Michigan in round two. Mm-hmm. 13th seed, the Grand Canyon Antelopes. No online learning here. They'll have to go in person. 10.5 point underdogs against the Crab 5 of Maryland.
And I talked about this one yesterday. I think Grand Canyon, they're bigger than some of these other teams. They can't. I mean, when you could shoot over top, and it's all going to come down to shooting. It's what college basketball is, what basketball is. High school, college, pros. They could shoot. They're going to be in any game. I'm going to give them four glass slippers on this one.
I went with two. and only two because they did it last year. I don't like this matchup. Maryland has no issues running. I think the Lopes get run out of the gym.
12th seed, the McNeese Cowboys. No more state. They dropped the state, just like Memphis in the early 90s. They're 7.5-point underdogs against Clemson.
Okay, they got a guy with a boombox that walks him out. That's worth an extra slipper wherever you have him. That's pretty cool. Take it away, though, because Will Wade is leaving for NC State. Do they lose an edge with their coach already 1 foot out the door? I went with three glass slippers here. They did lose to Alabama by only 8 points in Tuscaloosa. They played Mississippi State tight within 3 points. They'll force turnovers. They'll shoot threes. They're frisky. I gave them three.
Cinderella should have gone to the ball with a boombox over her shoulder.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Like an entrance.
But I think it becomes a Walkman. And I'm going to give it one glass slipper. I think Clemson runs them out of the gym.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
12th seed, UC San Diego, the Tritons. 2.5-point underdogs against our Michigan Wolverines. I say our for me and John.
If Michigan doesn't fix the turnovers, which I don't expect them to do, it's been a trait every game all season long. And Michigan is going to be down a couple of guys. Now, they've been without Sam Walters for about a month, month and a half. I think it's a back issue. And Justin Pippen, not going to be with him because he got hurt in practice, concussion protocol. I think Michigan ends up winning this one, but I'm going to give them three glass slippers on this one.
I got four, but it scares me how trendy this is. Everybody loves UC San Diego. Hottest team in America, 15 straight wins. They've got this guard, 6'6", from New Zealand, Aniwa. Tate Jones.
Oh, well done.
I feel like that's the name of a guy you'll remember. Aniwa Tate Jones.
I will.
They force turnovers, which is the thing everybody's highlighted, which could get Michigan burned. I know the size is there, but even with the size, Michigan hasn't played tall in big moments.
And they don't turn it over themselves. Really quickly, the numbers on that. UC San Diego, offensive turnover rate, 7th. Defensive turnover rate, 2nd, so they don't give the ball up. Michigan, their offensive turnover rate is 328 out of 364. Defensive turnover rate, 266. They don't turn the ball over from their opponent very often either. Finally, the 11-seeded, the Drake Bulldogs out of the Missouri Valley Conference. 6.5-point underdogs against the Missouri Tigers.
And this is where I'm going to highlight tempo.
Mm.
They need to slow this game down. And, hey, they've got some shooters. If you watch the win that they had against Vandy, they slowed it down. They played. They're going to use the shot clock. This could be if it's a low scoring affair, I'm going to give this one four glass slippers.
Love and respect for defense and rebounding. So I gave him a two because that has to count for something. But I don't think they're winning this game.
Mm-mm.
Tempo DFL from Drake, 364 out of 364. Missouri is 71st in adjusted defense. I think that might be a recipe for Drake to pull off the upset. And that's the GSI, the Glass Slipper Index.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the University Studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.